Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Dr. Kande Yunkela, good afternoon to you.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Busy.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's good to have you once again here at the Sierra Leone Telegraph because the last time we spoke, you were in Freetown to help resolve the constitutional crisis through dialogue. What's your view now of the crisis as the Supreme Court hearing starts today, which could take several weeks, if not months, to reach a decision?
Well, as you know, 2 weeks ago, I did present my views on the current constitutional crisis in Sierra Leone, in our country. Many of us have encouraged and strongly advocated for this to be taken to the Supreme Court. We're happy to see that it is there. And in fact, from the information I have, is there will be several other groups filing to the Supreme Court to get their interpretation of the relevant sections of the Constitution.
Okay. Are you confident that the court will maintain its independence in pursuit of justice and the rule of law?
I respect these judges who are on that panel, so I remain hopefully and cautiously optimistic.
That sounds as though you are hopeful, but not confident. Or are you simply being diplomatic and equivocal?
I am hopeful because I am convinced that the judges understand the gravity of the issues before them. I also know some of them personally over the years and know that they are honorable men and women. However, when I say I'm cautiously optimistic, it's because it is also true that the judicial system typically adjourns cases over and over again. For example, you know there's a couple of cases already in the Supreme Court or the currently one of them filed by Ali Bangura. Based on a political issue that has been post adjourned and adjourned now for 2 years. And so that's why I say I'm cautiously optimistic that this one will be looked at quickly and seriously and resolved. But as I say, these are honorable men and very serious-minded people that I believe will be able to look at this, given the gravity, take the right decision.
Okay, you've observed the heavy traffic on social media concerning this crisis. You've also seen the street demonstrations in some Western capitals. What's your view of this new wave of Sierra Leonean activism?
Well, it's good to see. It means our people now are very politically conscious. They are concerned about the future of their country and their children. And so they all are anxious and following events and engaging, I hope, positively. As the court gets ready to begin its deliberations, therefore, it is important for citizens to also have the freedom to express themselves and to associate themselves with issues. Basic hallmark of every democracy is the freedom of citizens to express their views in a non-violent way when an issue of such gravity as the one being considered by our highest court comes up for consideration. And by the way, the citizens can also express themselves after the decisions are taken. But it's important that they do express themselves and stand up and be counted. Let their voices be heard.
Okay, I mean, so as a matter of principle, do you support demonstrations in this case?
Well, I support any non-violent expression of opinions and views. I mean, but this is not strange for us or for the world. I mean, on the 3rd of March this year, President Obama himself led thousands of Americans to celebrate the courage, sacrifice, and valor of the men and women who 50 years ago marched into Selma, Alabama, to push for voting rights. And so I believe that it's the same thing our people are doing. Let me, if you don't mind, I mean, I've been reading up on his speech he delivered there, and I watched the movie Selma, and some two quotations that are interesting for me. He said, and I quote him, Selma teaches us as well that action requires that we shared our cynicism. For when it comes to the pursuit of justice, we can afford neither complacency nor despair. He continues to say, and I quote again, we gather here to honor the courage of ordinary Americans willing to endure Billy Klaus and the chastening rod, tear gas and the tramping hoof, men and women who, despite gush of blood and splintered bone, would stay true to the North Star and keep marching towards justice, unquote. So similarly, as you know, we have had a very tough history in our country.
Yeah.
We have marked many moments as we tried to get independence, free ourselves from colonialism. Military coups have interrupted our own growth over time. Our people have endured. We've seen cases where political parties have done executions of political opponents.
Yes.
We've gone through the one-party state and civil war. So similar to that American experience, we have now, after going through all of that, and over 50,000 people dying during that civil war, now we've all agreed to abide by the 1991 Constitution. So it is very crucial that as people litigate this issue, that indeed citizens also be ready to express their views in non-violent ways through marches and their opinions in a civilized way.
Okay, so as a citizen of Sierra Leone yourself, will you be prepared to participate in a march now or in the future?
In the future, definitely, after I completely leave the UN, whenever there is a good cause. I mean, right now I'm constrained by my UN ethos, as I have explained to you before. We organize marches around climate change, energy poverty, and issues like that. But for now, we don't participate in demonstrations against sitting governments. I mean, we express our views independently to governments or in opinion pieces on issues. But so I'm not going to be marching now. But of course, in the future, when the cause is right, I will. Right now, in fact, I'm organizing a big march in New York, hopefully in May, on energy poverty issues and energy, women and children's health.
Mm-hmm.
So on a thematic issue. But I respect those who are ready to go and march now. I mean, it's part of their constitutional freedom.
Yeah, I mean, the as we said earlier on, the Supreme Court starts sitting today. But what more can be done to bring this constitutional crisis to a swift and less acrimonious end?
Let your voices be heard. Everybody has to express their view on this. I think it's an important issue for the nation. In positive ways, send your opinions, send your views to your parliamentarians. That's what they do in civilized countries. Citizens send their views to their local governments, to their parliamentarians. Speak up. It's important. It's important.
Okay, well, look, let's wait and see what the Supreme Court says. And hopefully, before then, we will catch up again and have another chat. Thank you very much, Kande.
Okay, one of the things I'll just add, in fact, that just crossed my mind, you know, like some people who are saying, oh, I'm not political, I don't want to get involved in these things. There's a quotation you should, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
From Protestant pastor Martin Niemöller.
Yeah.
During the days of the Holocaust, he stood up against Hitler. And he reminded people that when others were being victimized, they didn't speak up. So when they were victimized, there was nobody left to speak for them. I'll send you that in writing. It's a very important quote that I've always looked at when I'm mobilizing people around issues in the UN.
Yeah.
That when it's important, let your voices be heard.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much again, Kande. I'll speak to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.